Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad. Parasha Vayikra, Week 24, Fourth Aliyah. Then Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar on top of the burnt offering, which is on the wood on the fire. It is a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. Leviticus 3, verse 5. Why do peace offerings have to be presented on the burnt offering? Only part of the peace offering was given to the temple. The rest was eaten somewhere in the court or within the walls of Jerusalem. Through this offering, one could enjoy fellowship with the Eternal and dine with family and friends. This offering is another way of enjoying one's intimate relationship with the Eternal. The Hebrew word translated as on is al. Normally it means on or upon, but it can also mean besides, as it is in Leviticus 2, verse 2. According to Rashi, in this case it shall be understood as besides. This means that the part of the peace offering that was removed to be burned was placed on the altar after the daily ascension offering was presented. This teaches us that there is no true enjoyment of fellowship with the Eternal without full surrender to Him first. This also teaches us that Yeshua's death is the foundation upon which we can have a relationship with the Eternal and enjoy His presence. The message you give when you offer the burnt offering is, "My whole life belongs to you." The message you give when you offer the grain offering is, "I serve you with my whole life." The message you give when you offer the peace offering is, "You are my joy and my enjoyment. I want to be near together with my family and my friends. Take time in your presence, worship you, and receive your blessings." Dear disciple, beware of the world's pleasures. Keep away from mundane music. Review your motives regarding spiritual songs as well. If you listen to them only to enjoy yourself, your priorities are in the wrong order. Every enjoyment of this world should be purified and checked before being legitimate in the eyes of the Eternal. The Eternal first, and then us. If He can't enjoy what you are doing, then you don't have a right to enjoy it either. If you can't enjoy something with the Eternal, it's better not to do it. Everything we do has to be for the Eternal, as it is written in Colossians 3:17 and 23. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Shalom.